This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, October 21st, 5:30. Thank you guys so much for being here, getting things going here on a Monday morning. I am like, please don't let this be a Monday, because I'm just looking for all my, you know, stuff for the show today.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, I got ready and I'm like, it's nowhere to be found on my computer. Like, you know, the stuff I send you guys.
Yes,
and
yeah.
I'm like, did I not save it? Like, my what's trending is not there. Like, what is going on? But I mean, I think I have a backup plan, but I am just so confused this morning. Where is all my stuff?
Well, I went to bed last night at 7, so I didn't see your stuff when it came in last night. I went to bed real early last night, and then I was just literally reading your stuff about 10 minutes ago, going through everything you sent over this morning, and whoa.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
I know you'll get into this later on, but I gotta know how you're doing this morning.
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I'm hanging in there. It was an interesting weekend. I'll just leave it at that. We had some ups and some downs, but we made it through the weekend.
You're here on Monday.
I am here on Monday. How
are you doing this morning? I am good. It was a nice weekend. We went out to dinner on Friday with some friends, and then I was at Mecum Auctions all day Saturday, just hanging out, watching the auctions, the car auctions, which was a lot of fun. And then Laura and I went out to dinner again on Saturday night, and just got ready for the week on Sunday. And it was just, I just wasn't feeling well last night. Not like sick, but more like stomach, like physical pains in my stomach. I don't know, pulled a muscle or something. And so last night, it's like at 7 o'clock, finished my work and we sat down and watched TV. And I'm like, you know what? Instead of watching TV, I'm just going to go to bed. And went to bed at 7. And I feel refreshed this morning.
That's good. Sometimes it's just like your body crying out for, hey, like, can I get some rest here? Okay, we've been moving way too hard lately.
Do you need to watch a show right now, or do you want to go to sleep? I'm like, let's go to sleep right now.
Yeah, so. Well, we could not sleep last night because we were so excited about that baseball game.
Hooray!
Last night. The Dodgers beat the, I don't even know, who did they play?
The Mets.
I'm just kidding. they beat the Mets last night, and so it's going to be a Dodgers-Yankees World Series, which in my house is going to be a lot of fun because my husband, he grew up a Dodgers fan, but when we met, he kind of became a Yankees fan, and so it's just been funny, and I was asking him, like, who are you going to root for? And I'm sworn to secrecy on who he's going to be rooting for, but it's just going to be fun because we, you know, we both have ties to both teams, and so it's just going to be a fun World Series for us to watch.
I was thinking about you guys because the Mets won on Friday, right? So the Mets kept it alive on Friday, and then going to that game and seeing the Dodgers, I think they were up 6-1 at one point. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was thinking of you two, what it's going to be like in your house with the Dodgers and Yankees. That's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it was a good game last night, and I think I mentioned it last week. It's like so hard to root against the Dodgers right now. I love so many of their players. Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, like they're just like seem like the nicest guys ever. And so I was like, oh my gosh, how do you root against this team? Well, when you're a Yankees fan, you do root against any team. So yeah, that was really fun. We're going to talk more about that coming up this morning. A lot to get to. And yeah, we'll run it down for you. So stay here. We have a lot coming up and some really cool prizes too. So that's all on the way. But let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Gonna Make You Sweat by CNC Music Factory?
Come on, let's sweat, baby. Let the music take control. Let the rhythm move you.
Do you want to hear How's It Gonna Be from Third Eye Blind?
I wonder how it's gonna be when you don't know. Gonna be when you're so I'm out there.
to hear Breathless by The Coors. Choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, is there a movie that most people hate that you absolutely love, or maybe a movie that got panned by critics but you thought was great? What was it? We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And how's it going to be? By Third Eye Blind is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick them.
It's Mercedes in the Morning. If you went and saw a movie this weekend, most likely it was Smile 2. It came in number one in the box office, $23 million. This is crazy. The Wild Robot was second. Terrifier 3, number three. And I'm like, where's the Joker? Where's Joker 2? It's like number six. And that movie's coming to streaming like in a week and a half. It's crazy.
It was a box office flop. It made $37 million its first weekend. It was projected to make $70 million its first weekend. And then, as you just said, it keeps declining. They're saying that they're looking at losing $150 to $200 million on that movie. For some reason, it was just a box office bomb. And a lot of critics talking about it, panning the movie. But I met someone last week, and I haven't seen it, but I met someone last week who absolutely loved the movie. I was with two buddies, and we're just talking about going to the movies. I'm like, I haven't seen a movie in a while. And my one buddy's like, dude, you got to go see The Joker. I'm like, I heard it was awful. And he's like, no, it was fantastic. Now, he loves comics. He loves Batman. He loves that whole world. He said the cinematography was fantastic. The storyline was excellent. So I met, I think, maybe the one guy that absolutely loved the Joker movie.
You know, I prefer to go with word of mouth from my friends on things, because like the critics, I never agree with the critics anyway. The critics will be like, oh, this is a fabulous movie, I go and see it, I'm like, that was boring. Right. Or they say, this was a terrible movie, don't waste your money, and I go and see it, I'm like, I loved it. So I should probably go see it, because if the critics hated it, chances are I will really enjoy it. Is there a movie that just got panned that was like just the worst reviews, or maybe it was one that just everyone seemed to hate and you actually liked it? 702-364-9400.
Did you ever see Face Off? It came out in the late 90s. It was Nicolas Cage and John Travolta in the movie.
I know the movie you're talking about. I never did see it, but I do know which one you're talking about.
And that one got shredded. But I still love that movie to this day. It's probably one of the movies I've probably seen the most amount of times, because I just think the acting is fantastic. It starts off with John Travolta being the good guy, Nicolas Cage is the bad guy. Something happens and they end up switching faces, and then they're now John Travolta is the bad guy, Nicolas Cage is the good guy. It's just the acting. I think they should have gotten an Oscar for their acting. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I know my husband likes that movie. I never actually saw it, but interesting concept, I'll give you that. You know, switch the faces and then they have to take on two totally different roles.
And they nail it too. They nail it. What's it for you? Do you have one?
Yeah, the one, it was, I don't know what the critics said about it. I'm guessing that it wasn't up for any awards, and most people I actually talked to thought it was absolutely ridiculous, but it still remains one of my favorite movies of all time, and that's Zoolander. I love the movie Zoolander. I think it is so funny. The humor in it is so ridiculous that I just cannot not laugh when I watch that movie. I absolutely love the movie Zoolander.
Have the girls seen it? Have you shown your daughter Zoolander?
I think we tried watching it once, and then they were both looking at me like, what is this? Like, they were just like, this is ridiculous. And the same thing happened when we watched Napoleon Dynamite. I was like, you guys gotta watch this. This movie's so funny. It's so great. And they're like, okay. And so they start watching it, and I could see them side-eyeing each other like, why is she doing this to us? But I actually love that movie.
I remember watching the first time and not getting it, and then going back a second time and falling in love with that movie.
Yeah, don't come to me with asking for a movie recommendation, because you're probably gonna hate the movie. be high pick, but you know, I laugh. That's all that matters, right?
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2156.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday. It's October 21st. Thank you guys so much for being here. Hope you guys had a really nice weekend. I was just reading an article about Gen Z and how they're trying to assert their social dominance, meaning they don't have a lot of money, so they can't buy like, you know, expensive cars or like expensive handbags and things like that. So the way that they're trying to kind of assert their social dominance, and see if you agree with this, is by their expensive snacks. Basically, they're saying like, Gen Z is buying like $19 smoothies and, you know, shopping at places like Erewhon for their snacks to show that they are higher on the monetary social scale than they may really be.
In the Gen Z world, having that pricey smoothie, it shows they got some money then,
you
huh?
walk around with that or your fancy coffee and mm-hmm. you're like, oh, look at you. Like, they said that traditional snacks, like maybe like a bag of Cheetos or a hamburger from McDonald's, they're not doing that.
Oh, they look down upon
they're
that. Okay.
Like, no. We're going with our, you know, more $45 potato chips. And we're going to go with our $20 smoothies. Is there something that is small, that it's not like a car or a purse or a pair of shoes or a watch or anything like that, but you see if someone has that and you're like, oh, okay, I see you definitely have some cash on you. Is there like a sure sign that someone has a more luxurious life experience than you do when you see them carry it?
You know, for me, it's when I go to the gym, because there's the regular locker room and then there's the VIP experience.
Oh.
You go into the men's locker room and then there's a second locker room with inside the locker room. And I don't know if you need a key or a card to get in there, but you open that door and you peek inside and they have their cabinets are all wood.
That's, you know, mm-hmm. The gym I used to go to when I first joined, they gave me that experience for 3 months. It was part of my membership.
Yeah.
Like, and you'll get our VIP locker room experience for 3 months. And I was like, ooh, okay. So I loved it. It was great. And then when my 3 months expired, they asked if I were to renew it. I found out the price. I was like, I don't want to do that. But I was so sad because I'd see like the people go in there. And I was like, I was once there. I was there with you at one point.
And they shut the door so fast because us commoners, we can't slide. Don't worry, I'm not going to slide in and sit on. They have a leather chair in there as well. I get a peek into the world.
It's very fancy. Uh-huh. Yes. I think for me, when I feel like when you carry one of the Stanley cups, I figure you have some cash, you know, and mm-hmm. it's the real Stanley, not a fake Stanley. I'm like, oh, well, look at you with your real Stanley. So fancy. My daughters like begged for one. They got one for Christmas last year. And I'm like, walking around with your Stanley. That to me is the little sign.
When I go to the gym this week, I'm going to see if someone's walking into VIP with the Stanley.
Yeah,
like,
well,
whoa.
I got my cheap Contigo. My Contigo.
It's solid right there. It's
hey,
good.
This is what I use, but yep. It's okay. My daughters, they have the fancy one, not me.
Hey, it's Monday. We got Meet Mercedes on this Minden Monday. So coming up at 7 o'clock, when you identify a song faster than Mercedes, you're going to get a $100 diamond pendant from Michael and Minden Diamond Jewelers. If you missed it last week, we had a winner.
Wow.
It was so neat. So we reset, started a $100 diamond pendant from Michael and Minden at 7 o'clock. Then up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Lady Gaga has got a new disease, but it's not what you think. We'll explain coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Lady Gaga is trending this morning. After releasing her latest album, Harlequin, which was inspired by her Harley Quinn character in the film Joker, Folie à Deux, she is ready to bring us the first track off of LG7. She teased this, and while she hasn't officially made any announcement, her label, Universal Music, they announced The project's first single, Disease, comes out this Friday, October 25th. Fans first noticed that something might be dropping when they saw the capitalization of letters for some of her songs on Spotify and Apple Music. They had changed from upper to lowercase, and when they were rearranged, the first letter of the song spelled Gaga Disease. So, I mean, you really are sleuthy if you are able to pick up on that stuff. Wow. I never would notice that. Some of the lyrics for the song include, I could play the doctor, I can cure your disease. If you were a sinner, I could make you believe. Lay you down like 1, 2, 3. Eyes roll back in ecstasy. I can smell your sickness. I can cure ya. I can cure your disease. And each lyric, this is really odd, each lyric actually goes to its own website. So, for example, if you were a sinner, if you were a sinner.com. You can go there.
Look at that. It's clicked on the link.
Yeah. I could make you believe.com. And they all have their own website. It's really weird.
And the lyrics are there, kind of shaky, like screen and stuff. Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah, so that's going to happen on Friday, probably 9 p.m. on Thursday for us here on the West Coast. Her duet, Die With A Smile, with Bruno Mars. This song is just absolutely killing it right now. Debuting at number 3 on the Hot 100 chart. It's number 1 on the Global 200 chart. And it's hit over 115 million streams so far. So we'll see how Disease does in comparison this Friday. And that is what's trending.
I saw one of her fans make a post saying this is going to be the biggest disease since COVID.
Oh, wow. That's a big one.
Should be a big song on Friday. Here we go. It's now time for Heads Up and Caller 20. You get to play. Call us right now. 702-364-9400. You're Caller 20. You're playing Heads Up for a cool prize.
We have your tickets to an evening with Sam Hunt. He's going to be part of the new lineup over at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas Blue Life Theater, October 25th. You are going. If you're Caller 20 and you win Heads Up, you just have to pick your category and your partner. And if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, these Sam Hunt tickets are yours. Caller 20 is playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Marissa is Caller 20. Good morning, woo! Marissa.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Yay, let's get you these Sam Hunt tickets here with Heads Up. Excuse me. You get to pick your category. Do you want to go with Back to the Future, Mind Your Business, Head and Shoulders, Foodie, or Silver State?
Oh, gosh. Let's go Silver State.
Silver State it is. Nevada Day is on Friday. So these are all things that are associated with our great state of Nevada. Okay, Marissa?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner?
We'll take Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Marissa, you've got 60 seconds on the clock to get 6 correct. You're playing for these Sam Hunt tickets, and Heads Up, you start now.
This is the capital of Nevada.
Carson City.
Yes. This is where you go to gamble.
Casino.
Yes. This is in Boulder City, and it makes sure that the Lake Mead water stays put.
The Hoover Dam.
Yes. This is the place where they say aliens are being kept near.
Oh, Area 51.
Yes. This is Las Vegas Boulevard, is also known as
the Strip.
Yes. This is a city that you pass through on your way to California.
Gene, Nevada?
No, not right after Gene. I think it's got casinos there.
Oh, it's State Line.
Let's pass on that one. This is the person that our airport is named after. It's not McCarran anymore. It's now called what?
Goodman?
No!
No!
What is it?
Harry Reid.
Reid, oh, wait, that's right.
And the city was Prim. Prim is after Gene, right?
Yeah, which used to be called State Line. It used to be called State Line, so it was kind of
Prim,
on the right path.
You're right.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Marissa. You did so well. I thought just at the beginning, we're just like knocking boom, boom. Through every single one of these. And darn it, that means that we cannot make you a winner this morning. So caller 20, you're going to get these tickets, two of them, to check out Sam Hunt as he heads to the Fontainebleau, Las Vegas on October 25th. That's this Friday. Caller 20, you get them. 702-364-9400. Coming up next, is there something that you're superstitious about? I think I may have helped someone win something really big over the weekend because I gave them my good luck little rub. That sounds really bad, but let me explain. Coming up next, it's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Are you a superstitious person? It really depends, you know, on the situation for me. But I do think that sometimes there are certain things that don't hurt if you do them, you know, the knock on wood. I mean, what's that going to hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, over the weekend, Joey Logano won the South Point 400, the NASCAR race here in town. And I think I had something to do with it.
How so?
Well, okay. So we've all talked about the Mercedes in the morning good luck curse before, right? Where people have appeared on this show and good things have happened to them, right?
NASCAR drivers, all kinds of people come on the show. They win after coming on here. Yes.
They've won money, like stuff like that. So he didn't appear on the show by any means. So, you know, it was in the back of my mind. On Sunday, I was interviewing him in the Neon Garage area on stage, and there's a huge crowd of people there. Joey Logano is that driver that you either love him or you hate him. He's got haters and he's got huge fans, and we're having a lot of fun. He's a nice guy. And I brought up a theory that's going on around him, and it's called the even year theory. And I said, have you heard about this even year theory that is in regards to you? And he kind of is like, yeah, I'm not a superstitious person. And to explain the even year theory, basically, what it is that the theory is that he has made it to the championship four in NASCAR in all the years that have ended with an even number. So it's 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go back 2 weeks, he wasn't going to be in the championship. He didn't make it. And then at the last minute, one of the drivers got disqualified. And he fell into that spot. It was a total fluke.
Not by a win, but by someone getting bounced out. No way.
So he made it into the top eight because of that. He was like, oh my gosh. So that's big enough. And then yesterday he wins. As we're leaving the stage, we're kind of chit-chatting. And I said, you know, anytime we've talked to a NASCAR driver or something on my radio show, because he knows what I do, because I've met him several times, they've won. So you didn't come on the show this year, but I patted him on the back. Maybe this is the good luck pat you need. And he goes, I hope so. Like he was like, and then he won.
You gave him the rub.
I know I'm reading into it. Obviously, his skills really played the biggest part on that. And just, you know, the luck that happens on the track with driving. But it was so funny. My husband's like, did you have any contact with Joey Logano? And I was like, I did. And I told him the story. He goes, oh, man, I'm telling you, these drivers, they should come on your show or they should talk to you before the races if they really want to win.
It is. You go back to every year we've had a NASCAR driver on. Either they won the race or done something phenomenal. Maybe it's just something very big that weekend. And it transcends into athletes. It is an actual thing. And it goes all the way back to, I remember like the late 90s, Holyfield had a fight. And we're giving away tickets to that fight. He ended up calling in, and he won his fight. It goes back for decades, this rub that you have.
It's so crazy. I don't know. Are you superstitious, and what are you superstitious about? Colleen, good morning. What is it for you?
For me, it's walking under a ladder. I had a friend who did that once, and when she walked under the ladder, she had the world's worst luck. Her car broke down, and she got an epic fight with her friend.
Oh, I won't walk under a ladder. I am superstitious about that, too. And I also won't open an umbrella indoors. I refuse to.
Didn't someone give you a BTS umbrella?
Yeah, but we were outside. When
you
they
guys
gave it
were outside?
Yeah.
Okay, it was during the food drive, right?
Oh, yeah. I know better than to open an umbrella indoors. That's just bad luck right there. That's a fact.
I was going to say, if you did, we beat that curse because we had our biggest food drive ever.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
Well, that's because I didn't open the umbrella indoors.
So good. It's Monday. We got Beat Mercedes coming up on this Minden Monday. That's happens at 7 a.m. when you identify a song faster than Mercedes. You're going to win a $100 diamond pendant from Mike Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers. It's Minden Monday here on Mix 94.1. We've got Beat Mercedes in just about 7 minutes. And when you identify that song faster than Mercedes, you're going to get a $100 diamond pendant from Mike Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So we have some new information as far as the tragic death of Liam Payne from One Direction goes. He was reportedly under the influence of a powerful hallucinogenic drug known as Cristal when he died in Argentina on Wednesday. This is according to Buenos Aires police. The drug, which can cause psychotic episodes and hallucinations, may have contributed to his erratic behavior, leading him to jump from the third story balcony of his hotel room at the Casa Sur Palermo Hotel. Authorities are continuing to investigate the incident. The police did tell TMZ that the drug likely played a role in his tragic death at the age of 31. In the meantime, his band member, Zayn Malik, he has postponed his Stairway to the Sky tour. He said, given the heartbreaking loss experience this week, I've made the decision to postponed. The dates are being rescheduled for January. Love you all. Thank you for understanding. He separately posted a very heartfelt tribute to Liam, saying, I lost a brother when you left us. I will cherish all the memories I have with you in my heart forever.
What's the drug called again?
Cristal. It's spelled like the champagne, yeah. Cristal. So
that's got to be it. I mean, yeah. Geez.
Either way, it's just, I still am just having a hard time wrapping my head around it. It's just so incredibly sad. And I was watching a video on like grief, and some people like don't understand why others are taking this so hard. Like, you didn't know the guy. He mm-hmm. was a celebrity. But they don't realize that the memories that we have tied to certain times in our life are really brought about by music a lot of times.
Connected,
and take you to places, and it makes you feel so connected to these people. And if you're not affected by it, you know, that's okay. But if you are, that is also okay. It's just really a sad situation either way that you look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I understand. Yeah. And if you're not in that One Direction world or not familiar with their music, you might be saying the same thing. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's sad that he passed away, but why is everyone so upset? Think of whoever is big in your fandom and that person all of a sudden tragically dies. You'd be affected as well.
Yeah, for sure. Also this morning, divorce rates, they are dropping across America. Some states are seeing marriages end in enormous numbers, though, and they did this study of divorce attorneys just to see, like, what's the data here for divorce these days, and they found that Alaska is the state with the highest number of divorces per capita. They, at least last year, they had a divorce rate of 10, meaning that 10 out of every 1,000 people in the state got a divorce that year. They theorize that it's those long, harsh winters and limited daylight that may contribute to seasonal depression and put a strain on relationships. You're
tired of your partner, I guess. Oh, gosh.
Meanwhile, Wyoming came in second place with a divorce rate of 9.75 per 1,000 residents. And Nevada wasn't far behind, 9.3 out of every 1,000 residents getting a divorce here in the past 12 months.
Through looking at your group of friends and the people you hang out with, have many of them gotten divorces? Have you been through a lot of divorces with your friends and stuff over the past couple years?
I can think of two and a half, because one of them may be getting back together with
her. Good for them. Okay.
Yeah. So I'd say two that have gotten a divorce, and just hearing them, their stories about going back into the dating world and stuff, it's like, oh man, it's tough. It's really tough out there.
It is. I had four this year for my buddies. One got back together, though. One did. I think I talked about it on the show a couple weeks ago. We weren't expecting that to happen. And out of the blue, they posted a social media pic together. Surprise.
Yeah. It's like
oh my gosh.
All the bad things I said about your wife. I'm sorry.
We take all of that back. Can't wait to see you guys at Thanksgiving.
Finally, this morning, print media, it's really struggling, but one magazine is staying strong. Can you guess what physical magazine is really still doing quite well in 2024.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but I think I got number one. I'm just guessing on the age group that reads it.
What?
Reader's Digest.
No. Good guess, though.
Oh, no?
That magazine is Costco Connection.
What is Costco Connection?
Oh, you don't get Costco Connection. Oh, you're
not a member. No.
Oh, I get it every month.
What is Costco Connection?
It's a publication they send out to their 15.4 million members a month, and it features celebrities like Jimmy Kimmel, Bruce Springsteen, even Oprah on the cover. Connection readers have an average household income of $179,000 a year. 92.6% of them own a home. The magazine launched back in 1997, and it's part of why there's a 90% retention in executive memberships. There's recipes are a big part of the magazine. Costco listens to the feedback that readers give. Costco Connection has the third largest magazine circulation behind AARP, the magazine,
mm-hmm.
and the AARP Bulletin. Not even like Vogue comes even close. It's all about the Costco Connection.
When you get yours, do you read it?
I don't, but I can't throw it away. I want to throw it in recycling, and my husband's like, I haven't read that yet. I don't read it, though.
Those numbers are staggering.
That's
incredible.
Crazy.
Here we go. It's Monday. It's Minden Monday, so it's time now for Beat Mercedes.
And we are looking for caller 20 right now at 702-364-9400 to beat me on guessing a song. Guess it faster than I can, and you will win a $100 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. We're starting back at 100. You can still get a beautiful diamond pendant for that at Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. But we did have a winner last week. So here we are starting from the beginning again, but we'd still love to give you this diamond pendant. So caller 20 right now, you are playing Beat Mercedes. The phone number, 702-364-9400. Good luck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Minden Monday here on Mix 94.1, and that means it is time to play Beat Mercedes. Can you guess a song faster than I can? If you do, you will get yourself a $100 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. And Albert is our contestant today. Woo! Hi, Albert.
Good morning.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
It was fine. It was really fun.
Good. Well, hopefully you're well rested and ready to go. We would love to get you this $100 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. I'm going to leave the studio, and when they give me the signal to come back, hopefully you will have guessed that song really quickly. Okay? Good luck, Albert.
Thank you.
All right, Mercedes is stepping away, stepping out of the studio. Albert, do you have a favorite genre of music? 70s, 80s, 90s, current stuff?
90s, probably.
90s? Okay, okay. So here we go. So here's how the game works. We're going to start the song, and as soon as you know that song, you just shout out, got it, and when you do, immediately stop the clock, and you'll have 5 seconds to correctly identify the song by artist and title. Now, if we go 20 seconds and you don't give us anything, we're going to stop it automatically. You've got to come up with something, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me hit reset on the clock. Let me turn that music bed off here. The next sound you hear will be Beat Mercedes, and we start now. Albert, that is 20 seconds. Do you have any guesses at all?
I've got nothing.
Nothing. He's got nothing on that one, Steph.
That hurts. That hurts.
Okay.
I thought 90s was his thing, too.
I know.
It's all good. It's
that
all
was
good.
A 90s song, too. That's all right. It's Monday. It's early. Let's get Mercedes back in here.
She's walking in right now.
She's coming back in here. Put Albert on hold. And let's see here. She's getting her headphones dialed in. Ready to go here. Let me get her studio turned back on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How you feeling?
Good, good. That seemed fast to me. So okay. I don't know. I don't know if I'm wrong. Wouldn't that be crazy if we got two winners in a row?
Let me write some things down.
I'm a little nervous here. Okay. Not going to lie.
Let's see here. Reset on some clocks.
Okay.
Go 1 second. Reset. All right, Mercedes. When I start the song, you know the routine. As soon as you know it, shout out. Got it. And we'll stop the clock immediately. Here we go.
Got it. Connected.
Mm-hmm.
Stereo MCs? Stereo MCs? Yes, I think it's Stereo MCs.
You stop the clock at 2.1 seconds. And you are correct. It is Stereo MCs. Connected. Connected.
All right.
Now, Albert, when he left the studio, I said, Albert, do you have a favorite genre of music? And he said, it's the 90s.
Okay.
That song is from the 90s. And Albert, he went 20 seconds and didn't know the artist or the title.
That's a tough one, just because it's a one-hit wonder, mm-hmm. and even I was kind of second-guessing the name of the group. I knew it was like Stereo something. I almost said Stereo DJs, but I was like, yeah, Stereo MC. I'm sorry, Albert. The good news is you can try again next week, and that diamond pendant just got bigger. It became a $200 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. So you can try again. I mean, hopefully we get ourselves a winner. I would love to have a couple of winners before the end of the year. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, it'd be huge. And for some reason, we don't have a winner, and we get to the end of the year, everyone that has participated and didn't win will be in a random drawing, and someone will win something at the end of the year.
So yeah, it's definitely going to happen. So you're in that running, Albert, if someone doesn't win it. And yeah, it just got bigger. Thanks to Michael. And I can't wait to give away our winner, their diamond pendant that they won last week. That's going to be so much fun.
Oh, it's going to be huge. Yeah. Now, coming up, we've got a big concert announcement, and then those tickets to that concert are coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
All right, we have a big concert announcement to make, and we have tickets to give away this hour. This show is coming to Allegiant Stadium, and this artist, she just announced that she's moving her shows from arenas to stadiums because of popular demand. Due to unprecedented fan demand, the legend that is coming to Las Vegas, Shakira. Coming to Allegiant Stadium on June 28th. Tickets, they go on sale this Friday at noon. But we have your tickets all week long to see this global icon. We'll be giving away our first pair at 7:30 with the Mega Minute.
This is going to be big.
Yes, I am so excited for this one. And just the fact that she's moved from arenas to stadiums just says so much. It's going to be absolutely huge. Allegiant Stadium, June 28th. Your tickets coming up in just about 15 minutes.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We just announced it. Shakira at Allegiant Stadium, June 28th. Your ticket's coming up here in just about 5 minutes when you conquer the Mega Minute. Did you get the video I sent you?
No. Did you?
I sent a video. What's the strangest thing you've caught on your Ring camera, your security camera, or just anywhere around your house? Because we went to dinner with some friends on Friday night, and we wrapped up dinner, and they went out and did a couple things. And when they got home, my buddy sent me a message. While they were out, someone dressed up in an inflatable chicken outfit walked up to the front of their house and started ringing the doorbell and then just left.
They don't know who it is?
No, and there's like a little girl or boy with this inflatable chicken that ran up with them and rang the doorbell. And my friends have kids and they asked their kids and they don't know who that girl was. They don't recognize that girl from the neighborhood. It was the most random thing. This person in an inflatable chicken outfit came up and went through their front entryway and up to their front door, rang their doorbell, stood there for a second, and they just walked away.
Were they not at home when it happened?
Or no, they were out.
Oh, they were? Because if I would have seen that, and I always check the Ring doorbell when someone comes to the door, even if I'm home. If I would have seen that, I would not have answered the door. There's no way I would have answered the door. The things that our Ring catches, has anyone recorded or seen something really weird on their Ring doorbell? That would have been, you're just going to have to walk away because I'm not coming to the door for that.
And despite I think it's a young girl that ran up and rang the doorbell and then ran away because the chicken's having a hard time seeing anything. And I don't know if the chicken can press the Ring doorbell button, but yeah, they were not home when
it
happened.
Peck it with its beak.
Said a ding, 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 ding. But they sent us the video. I'm like, what is that? My buddy responded, it's a chicken. I know, but who is it?
That's funny. I wonder if they'll ever find out who that is. I saw on Nextdoor, man, if you have paranoia, don't join your Nextdoor group for your area because someone posted a video of this lady on their Ring doorbell and she went up, didn't even ring the doorbell, looked in like there was, it looks like there was a little window beside the front door, looks in there, then goes to try to open
the
door. And they posted it like, does anyone know who this woman is? We don't know her. She tried to open our front door. If you have any information, please contact us. And I mean, I didn't recognize the lady, but she just walks up to the door and tried opening it. It's so scary.
Oh, that's very scary. That's why I don't do any of those. I'm not on any of those sites. I don't want to know that stuff. I don't want to know if it's happening next door to me. I head in the sand. I don't want to see that stuff.
Oh, man. But part of me is like, I do want to know. So if I see that woman, I'll be like, hey, you know.
That's a smart thing.
Who are
you?
Rachel, what did you catch on a Ring doorbell?
Oh, my God. Well, my Ring doorbell set to like motion detection, I guess. And my front door is on the side of my house. And I caught my neighbors, like, arguing outside.
Oh, no.
Like, with each other. Like, the couple.
Do you have the audio, too, that could you hear what they were saying?
Oh, yeah. It was like, just a, like, husband and wife argument about, like, being present and communicating. Oh. And I didn't want their kids to hear. But I was like, I heard.
It's on my doorbell camera. Oh,
That's kind of sweet, though, about being present. And then they didn't want the kids to hear, so they go outside.
You got
to
commend them for that. I like that. Thanks for calling. Sandra, good morning. What did you catch on your Ring doorbell?
It's funny. I also caught my neighbors arguing, but it was one neighbor with the other neighbor, and the police got called and everything, and I captured it all.
Oh, wow. Did you keep it?
Yeah. Of course.
That's like when that little kid, the troublemaker in our neighborhood, he tried to kick our door down. I got the video of that. My husband took it right over to the parents' house. I'm like, do you recognize this kid? And they're like, that's our son. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, can you tell him to stop kicking our door?
Did you ever find out who the old man that came to your house and rang the doorbell and then stood with his hands on the side like he had something to talk to you about?
Oh, I know. We know who he is. He's our across the street neighbor, but we never found out what he wanted. Came back. We saw him a couple times and just kind of waited for him to say something to us, but he never did. I get the impression he's not like fond of us. I don't know. It's a very touchy situation.
Neighbors can be tricky. Sometimes
we use our Ring doorbell to communicate with each other. Like my husband will go out there and he'll be like, good morning. And then I get the notification. It's like, oh, hi, good morning.
That's a nice way to communicate. Different way to send your love.
Yeah.
It's time for the Mega Minute.
Your tickets right now to the just announced show, Shakira. Shakira is coming to Las Vegas due to unprecedented fan demand. Her tour is expanding to stadiums in 2025, and she's going to be at Allegiant Stadium on June 28th. Your tickets right now when you conquer the Mega Minute. All you got to do is answer 10 questions correctly. And if you can do that in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's cool. Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Laura Lynn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Happy Monday. You are caller 20. You are in for the Mega Minute. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Ready.
Oh, we're ready. You have some friends with you in the car?
I have lots of friends and kids in the car.
Oh, all right. Well, just to whoever knows the answer, scream it out. If I hear the correct one, we're going to go with it, okay?
Now, Laura Lynn and friends and kids, you'll have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly, playing for these Shakira tickets. Now, if you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Lord Farquaad is a character from what movie series?
Yes.
Yes. What is the string of islands on the southernmost part of Florida called?
Channel Island?
No. What is Bruce Springsteen's nickname?
Pass.
Martin Short and Steve Martin star together on what Hulu show?
Tiger. Murder in the Building.
Judges, yes. What type of animal is Sandy Cheeks?
Squirrel.
Yes. What is the famous Christmas ballet called?
Nutcracker.
Yes. The MLB Dodgers are from what city?
L.A.
Yes. What actress plays Mary Jane in the Spider-Man movies with Tom Holland?
Zendaya.
Yes. What is Skittles' candy slogan?
Taste the rainbow.
Yes. Which Star Wars show stars Pedro Pascal? What is the string of islands on the southernmost part of Florida called? Oh, darn it. Laura Lynn, you guys did really well. We had to skip a couple, but the other ones, like, I thought a couple of them were really hard, and you were able to get them. The string of islands on the southernmost part of Florida, they're called the Keys, the Florida Keys. Bruce Springsteen's nickname is The Boss. And the last question, which Star Wars show stars Pedro Pascal? That is The Mandalorian. I'm so sorry, Laura Lynn and friends and kids. We aren't able to give it to you. But hang up and call right back because caller 20, you're getting these tickets. Just announced this morning, Shakira is coming to Allegiant Stadium on June 28th. Those tickets are not even on sale yet. You will win them before you can even buy them. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A former NFL quarterback, Jay Cutler, he was arrested in Franklin, Tennessee on Thursday for driving under the influence and gun possession. Police say that he was involved in a car accident. He rear-ended another vehicle and then allegedly tried to pay off the driver with $2,000 so that they wouldn't call the cops. He was booked into the Williamson County Jail, later released on a $5,000 bond. He was also married to Kristen Cavallari for nearly a decade, as far as like how he became famous, but they have three children together. Totally unrelated, but kind of similar. Have you seen that viral video that's going around on that insurance scam?
No.
With the rear ending.
No, what's this one?
It's a huge video. Has anyone else seen it? So the scam that these people have been doing to others. So it shows this video of a car cutting off another car. And this is all coming from the victim. So they have a dash cam and it shows the car cutting them off, brake checking them, and then that they slow down. Then the car stops completely and backs into them really hard. And then they pull forward and then they get out like, you rear-ended us. And
well, they claim you rear-ended them.
Yeah. It's going viral because as the quote unquote victims, the people that did the scam, they get out of the car, they look and they see that person has a dash cam, and you can tell they're like, oh, no.
Oh, busted.
Yeah. And then I just saw another video this morning of the same people pulling the same scam on someone else. So I'm like, I'm getting a dash cam. Like that, like these people are awful. Did anyone else see that video? I couldn't believe it when I saw it. And I guess these people are pros because they had like this black tarp in the back window so they could all switch positions because there was a guy driving the car. But then it was up and then they moved and they had a woman get out of the car to make it look like she was driving. Yeah. They're all like grabbing their necks like, oh, you hit us. And it's crazy.
Isn't it also just as regulars, people have scammed people before with just the pulling in front, brake checking, getting rear ended. And then it was coming and getting out and saying, you hit me, like boom, when actuality, they brake check you and cause the accident.
Yeah, it's really, really just so bad.
And then Jay Cutler offered $2,000 for that person to go hush hush and not say anything. And
yes, like,
nah,
exactly.
Nope, sorry.
Someone just texted, Jay Cutler became famous by being a professional football quarterback, not because he was married to Kristen. Yes, I know that. And I said that. I said he, in case you didn't know who he was also married to her. That was another way that he was famous.
Well, if we can question his fame on what it's based on. Some people might say it's that marriage, yes, based on his playing career.
That was literally the first words out of my mouth. And former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler. So yeah, that's going on this morning. Also this morning, the houses that hand out full-size candy bars, they just saw their stock tick even higher because CNN has done this big feature on how shrinkflation can affect your chocolate consumption this Halloween. I guess cocoa prices they have more than doubled since the start of the year thanks to the severe weather and droughts in West Africa. I guess West Africa is responsible for about 70% of the world's cocoa supply, and candy companies are compensating by shrinking their bags, raising their prices, but there's also talk about them using less chocolate in some of their products. So it all adds up to meaning that your kid's candy haul might have more fruity candy in it this year.
Skittles it is.
Yeah, not as many chocolate bars for you to steal from them.
I'm going to be home for the first time on Halloween handing out candy, so I'm kind of excited. Don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of fun to pass out candy, but at the same time I'm like, oh man, I like to get dressed up and go out and do my own thing.
Yeah,
with the costumes and stuff.
Do you have, so when you, for trick-or-treaters, your house matches hangs out usually inside and they ring the front door? Does it keep the door open and the kids?
No, they ring the doorbell. Yeah, but we, like I said, we have the Ring doorbell, so we get the motion detected beforehand, so before it rings we know people are coming up, so we get ready for it.
And then what time do you guys ever go lights out to indicate that you're done for the evening?
Yeah, we usually go lights out around 8:30 or 9, because there's always some stragglers that come a little late. And then Halloween is on a Thursday this year, so they still have to go to school.
Yeah.
But when it was on a Friday, we stayed open late because we figured
like a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
We're staying open late for the kids. It's a weekend.
Finally, this morning, a Kentucky man who had been declared brain dead, he woke up while surgeons were preparing to harvest his organs. He suffered from a drug overdose. Doctors said he had no brain activity, so they wanted to honor his wishes and harvest his organs. But then they realized he wasn't dead at all. They're sharing his story now to have other people know that this could happen in other similar situations. I guess that they noticed signs of life because his eyes opened as they were getting ready to retrieve his organs.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's a good sign of life right there. I guess an hour into the operation, the doctors came out and told the family that he wasn't ready to go and that he had woken up, and they were in shock that he was able to be alive. I guess he's struggled with some mobility issues, some memory issues, and speech since. But yeah, just a warning out there. Make sure that they are definitely dead before you harvest their organs.
And then the family too, processing, thinking they're whoever, their son, their uncle,
yeah,
their brother is passing away right now. They're taking his organs out. And the doctors see the doctor coming out thinking, oh, you know, we harvest everything, success. And then coming out saying he's alive. Wow.
I know. Just the range of emotions that everyone must have felt for sure. So there you go. Coming up next, we spent almost all day Saturday in the hospital.
I've been waiting all morning for you to get into this. I really have. Since you sent the note out of what happened, I saw it this morning, and I don't know the details, so I need to know what happened to
you
guys.
My husband woke me up in the middle of the night from Friday to Saturday saying, I think I need to go to the hospital. Oh. So we'll talk about what happened coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So Saturday was an interesting day for us at my house. Oh my gosh. It was a rough go on Saturday. Going to bed on Friday night. My husband, he had worked all day Friday. I actually got in bed before he got home. And then Saturday, we both had to work, NASCAR. And then my daughter had a volleyball tournament in the morning. So I set my alarm for 5:30. I was going to get up, take her to her volleyball tournament. My husband had to go to the track early, so he wasn't going to be able to go. And after she was done, I was going to bring her home, and then I was going to head out to the track. So I go to bed early. I'm exhausted. And I hear my husband getting up in the middle of the night, and I just figured maybe he was having some stomach issues. I hear him going to the bathroom. Then I heard him go downstairs. And I didn't really think a lot of it, because sometimes when he's not feeling good, he'll go get something to drink or whatever. And all of a sudden I feel someone shaking my arm, and it's him. And I open my eyes. I was like really startled. I was like, I go, "Are you okay?" He goes, "Something is wrong." And I said, what's wrong? And he's like, "I have a lot of pain on my entire right side of my body." And I was like, okay. I go, "Sit down." He's like, "I can't. It's so painful when I sit down." He goes, "And I can't breathe and I'm sweating." So the first thing that goes through my mind is he having like a heart attack or something? Mm-hmm. But then in my mind, I thought that's the left side. So I start Googling WebMD.
What time is this happening now?
He said he woke up at 3:55 with the pain. This is at like 5:03. Cause initially I was like, "Oh, my alarm's going to go off
in 27 minutes."
But I didn't know what was going on. And I was like, "Sit down." And he's like, "I can't." And I was like, "Do you want me to take you to the emergency room?" Oh, wait, he just texted. It's his left side. "You can call in, babe. I don't want to get this wrong."
It was his left side.
It was his left side.
Okay, that's heart attack side.
Yeah, so I'm just like, what do you want to do? And he's like, I've never felt pain like this before. I'm scared. And I was like, okay, just let's calm down. So I was like, "Do you want to go to the hospital?" He's like, "I don't know. Do you think I should?" And I was like, this could be serious, just knowing his family history. So I was like, "You tell me, what do you want to do?" And he's like, "We should probably go."
Oh, gosh. Making that call. You know, it's serious.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So my daughter's still asleep. She's got to be up in an hour to go to a volleyball tournament. So I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do here?" But I just care about him. And so I don't want to shock her. So I don't wake her up. I'm like, "Let's just go in, find out what's going on. Then I'll call her." And I just throw on some clothes. We run down to the emergency room and we get there, and I tell the nurse at check-in, I go, "I think he might be having a heart attack." And so her eyes got kind of big.
Oh gosh, my heart stopped as you tell the story.
She goes, "Come back here." And so they hooked him up to an EKG. They start reading that, and she's like, "Okay, we're going to get you a room." And I was like, "Is he having a heart attack?" She's like, "It looks, the EKG looks okay." And I was like, "Okay, whew." And actually, Matt is on the phone. Hey, babe.
Hey there.
How are you feeling this morning?
After last night, I'm just absolutely amazed. And our wonderful neighbor, Jester, was like, "Well, we've gone to a new stage in our relationship because you're showing me pictures of your toilet with urine."
Okay, my gosh. I haven't gotten to that point yet, Matt.
I know this said about the Dodgers last night, not your urine in the toilet.
So they take us to the back, and we're sitting there. We're checked in, and the doctor walks in like to start his shift. It's 6:00. You can tell the doctor walks in. We look up, and it is our neighbor who works at that hospital as the ER doctor.
Did you know he was the ER doctor?
Yeah, we knew but we just didn't know we weren't going to ask for him. And so he looks at us and goes, "Hey guys, what are you doing here?" And I go, He's in a bad way. And so he kind of pops his head in. He hasn't looked at a chart or anything. He's literally walking in for a shift. He goes, "What's going on?" And Matt's like, "I have this really awful pain." He's like, "I can't breathe. I'm sweating." And he says two words. He goes, "Kidney stone. I'll be right back." And he leaves. Matt had a kidney stone.
No, really, Matt?
That just completely knocked him on his butt. I never have seen a kidney stone take a grown man down. Has anyone ever experienced that? It was a rough 48 hours for you, babe.
Hey, I tried for 2 hours downstairs while you were sleeping, thinking I could walk it off. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't lay down. And my safe spot was the toilet. I know that TMI on the radio at 8 o'clock in the morning, but that was literally my safe spot. And I was running out of moonlight because our schedule was so hectic. And that's why I woke you up. You took it, and she ran with it. And I swear to you, I don't know how she did it, but we had so much to do, and she was able to get it done. Oh, my God.
Did it hurt when you were peeing at night?
Dude, I couldn't even go one or two.
Oh, really?
That's the point. I would literally go to the bathroom because it felt like I needed to go to the bathroom, and I couldn't go. And then the only way I could handle myself was standing up, walking around, but I was freezing cold, but I was sweating. Like, you could play golf off my boobs. I had the full head going.
I have so many questions for Matt and so many questions for you, but we got to hit a break here.
Okay, let's hit a break.
I want to see what the treatment was, how he's doing now.
Oh,
and then Matt said you pulled everything off. So then did you leave the hospital to go get Brooklyn to her volleyball? So many questions about your weekend.
Oh, and also one of our cars was in the shop and I had to return the loaner.
Oh. Okay, that, priorities.
There's a lot of stuff that was going on.
Lower
that morning.
You get a late fee.
But yeah, and also just I want to give the nurses a shout out too. They were incredible. We'll talk more about that. And also, have you ever experienced that pain of a kidney stone? I never have seen you get taken down by anything since we've been together like that. All of that is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
My husband was sidelined and he went straight to the ER and we found out it was kidney stones this weekend. Have you had an issue with that before?
I've had two emergency room trips and mine were so bad I had to have lithotripsy surgery and have them lasered out.
Oh my gosh. To me when they said kidney stones, I'm like, oh man, come on, toughen up. Like, what the heck? But the doctor was saying this is really brutal for some people.
I've had babies before, and I would rather be pregnant and go through that any day of the week than I would kidney stones.
So the man had to pass it, though, right? So you have to pee out the stone at some point.
Yeah, so it's in the kidney, and they said as soon as it gets to the bladder, the pain should go away. But you sometimes are so big, like Beth, you have to have them lasered to break them up, right?
Yes. And I haven't had any since then, thank goodness.
Oh, that's good to know. Thanks so much for calling. Let's talk to Gina. Gina, did you see a grown man get torn down by a kidney stone?
Yes, I did. I watched my father, who is 6'4", 290 pounds, just pass out in the front yard. I thought he was dead. But he said that's the closest he came to having a baby was on the kitten show.
That's what they say.
That's crazy. Like, you see this like big strong guy and you think, oh, he's fine. It's like this tiny little thing that is doing that to him, you know?
What is the cause of kidney stones? Is there any, is it genetic or is it about someone's diet that might bring on kidney stones, did they say?
You know, he was talking to him about it and I missed that conversation. I can see if we can get our doctor on. Maybe he can tell us about that. But I did know that he said no carbonated beverages. Don't drink carbonated beverages.
Because that's going to cause kidney stones.
Oh, man. Hey, Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what happened to you?
Oh, my goodness. My husband is this very strong military man, and he gets them, and it knocks him to the floor. He is in so much pain. He just rolls around on the floor, and he just, like, smiles because he's in just so much pain. He just rolls there. He just doesn't even know what to do. It's total pain.
I guess I really underestimated like what you could go through with those. I've heard of them before. I've always said women are tougher than men, but like on something like this, like I've never seen my husband like that before. Christine, it sounds like you've never seen yours like that.
No way. And you know what's worse is that you're helpless. I can do to help ease his pain.
Does it just come on? There's no like dull pain leading up to it. All of a sudden, it's like a light switch. The pain just boom, just arrives.
I don't know.
Now I know because he starts to, I can notice the color in the toilet like you were talking about. It'll start getting a little pink.
Oh, yeah, from the blood. Yeah. From the blood, yeah. Mm-hmm. How's he been lately, Christine?
He's been good.
Okay.
Knock on wood.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Thanks for calling.
Knock on wood for her husband. My gosh.
Yeah, it's so they gave him pain meds like. It started with
I'm here.
Hold on. I was telling him the rest of what happened. So they gave him morphine. That didn't work
you
with his pain.
So I can't hear you.
Okay. I don't know. Can you hear me? Okay. Hold on. Just let me finish this part. So they gave him morphine. It didn't help. Then they gave him something super strong and then he got sick from it. Like he had
no
a bad,
way.
So he was throwing up. It was a disaster. So we were there all day. I went to my daughter's tournament. I picked up the rental car while he was asleep. I got her back. She had homecoming. We got her ready.
Well, that's right. She had homecoming this weekend.
It was just.
But Matt's in the hospital all day long.
He's in the hospital the whole day. I have to call in sick for NASCAR. He has to call in sick for NASCAR. But the bottom line is we got him out probably around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. After a really long day. Yeah.
And then, Matt, you finally passed it. Everything is fine now, and you passed it on Sundays, or Sunday night is when the stone came out?
Yeah, so when you watch those movies when people are coming down from stuff, because they kept asking me, oh, you're not into narcotics and stuff. We can tell because every time we give you something, you're nauseated and you throw up. And I'm like, what? That's kind of weird. So the stuff, I had the shivers and the shakes still yesterday. From everything they gave me, because like Mercedes said, we started with morphine and we just continued to climb the ladder. And every time they gave me something, they had to give me something for my nausea because they give it to me and I throw it up.
Oh.
Give it to me, throw it. And then they finally came in with this new nausea medicine that made me sleepy and it literally would knock an elephant on the floor.
Yeah, but this morning he comes in, he goes, look at this. It was like 155 and it's a picture of the toilet. And I was like, oh, you finally passed it. I was so happy.
That was amazing because I swear to you, 90% of my pain on my left-hand side went away. And I've never spent more time going to the bathroom and then looking back at it.
This is okay. So when you're passing it though, and you're peeing, what's the pain level of it coming out?
See, they gave me this pill that I take now for the rest of the week that's supposed to increase the stream. And I didn't feel it. The only thing that I did notice, the only thing I did notice was that I had this really, really sharp pain in my groin just before I passed it.
Yeah. And
what's the pill that increases
pain in my
your
groin?
Stream?
I'm like, well, what is this?
It makes you pee more. I forget the name, like something flow. Like the word flow is.
He's just peeing like a fire hydrant.
He had a bunch of stuff. So, yeah, just to make you go to the bathroom to get it out. But you wanted to shout out all the nice nurses at Summerlin Hospital that helped you out, right?
Oh, my God. These ladies were phenomenal. There was Jamie. There was my guy, Marcos. He's the one that did my IVs. And then there was Amber and Courtney. Every single one of them, including Dr. Jester, were incredible, and thank God they don't have a swear jar because they would have needed 40 of those.
I've never heard my husband swear so much. I kept apologizing. I'm like, I'm so sorry. God. He's cursing. Like, he would not stop.
It was so happy everything's okay.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
Yeah, so that was Saturday for us. But we got it all done. We made things happen. And yesterday he was still a little bit out of it, but it sounds like he's doing better today.
He's passed. Yes, he sounds full of life this morning. Wow.
What Flow Max is the name
Flow
of that.
Max.
Thank you for the person who just texted. I knew the word flow was in it. I just couldn't remember the name of it.
Flow Max. You know what it says? I knew.
Because it's a maximum flow.
Wow. Well, happy you guys are here. Happy to hear Matt's voice this morning. And here we go. It's now time for Heads Up and Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400. Be Caller 20 and you're playing. This is a huge prize.
Yes, it is. Two icons, one stage. We have tickets for you right now to see Billy Joel.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight.
And Sting. The two of them together at Allegiant Stadium. It is happening on November 9th, and you're going to be there. When you win, Heads Up, Caller 20, you are playing right now. You get to pick your category, and you get to pick your partner, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you win the tickets. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Good morning, Zara. You're in for Heads Up.
Woo! Good morning.
Let's do this. We've got your Billy Joel Sting tickets right now. We need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with United Nations, Halloween Horror, Piano Man, Apple a Day, or Lowercase Letters?
Lowercase letters.
Okay, International Caps Lock Day is tomorrow. So these are all things you would find on a computer keyboard, okay?
Okay,
who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
I'll pick you.
Okay.
All right, Zara, 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and you win. And Heads Up, Zara, you start now.
This is the last letter of the alphabet. Yes, this is what you press when you want to make room for the next word. You press this long key.
Enter.
No, it's the long one at the bottom. Yes. This is how you signify money. You use this one.
Dollar sign.
Yes. This is, I'm asking you, I'm not making a statement. I'm asking you something, so I use this.
Question mark.
Yes. This is if I'm pointing this way, I use this key. If I point this way, I use this key.
The arrow.
Yes. This is I gotta go to the previous letter. I'm gonna use this key.
Backspace.
Yes!
Wow. Nice.
Wow, Zara, you did great on that. Congratulations.
Yay!
Zara, you got tickets to go see Billy Joel and Sting at Allegiant Stadium. This is Saturday, November 9th. It's coming up in a couple weeks. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will have these tickets for you all week long at this time with Heads Up.
Time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The 2024 World Series matchup is set. It's going to be a star-studded showdown between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees. After the Yankees put away the Cleveland Guardians on Juan Soto's extra innings home run in Game 5 of the ALCS on Saturday night, the Dodgers finished off the New York Mets with a Game 6 win in the NLCS on Sunday. The World Series will begin on Friday. They are starting out in LA and it's going to be broadcast on Fox.
You gonna try to go Friday or Saturday?
It's definitely not happening. We looked at ticket prices. It's ridiculous.
Is it?
Oh. We were looking at some. Okay, so my girlfriend, she texted me last night. She's like, we got to go. I was like, okay, let's look at tickets. And so she was like, outfield, they were like $1,100. And I was like, that's a lot, but this is a once in a lifetime thing. I told her those tickets, the price will triple. by the time we get around to buying them. And she's like, yeah, we should probably just wait.
Oh.
It's not going to happen for us, but I'm excited about it. It's going to be an awesome series.
Just watch it. Yeah, just having your team in the World Series is so exciting. You've been a Yankees fan for your entire life. Your husband, Matt, is a huge Dodgers fan. It's going to be very interesting in your house, but it's going to be a great World Series.
Well, he has become a Yankees fan through me. And so, you know, I was giving him a hard time. I'm like, so who are you going to root for? And he's like, I love both teams, but he does sway one way, but he won't tell me, but I know it's Yankees.
Oh, I see. I was thinking different. I think he was going to sway Dodgers.
No.
Because he grew up Dodgers, right? That's in his blood.
Yeah. He said there was a clue on his Facebook page, and I think I found it.
What is he, Taylor Swift? He's leaving Easter eggs for us to
find. He's like 1989 over here.
very impressive with you, because Matt was Dodgers, and now he's become a Yankees fan, but he still has a faith.
He still loves the Dodgers, yeah.
But wasn't he a Raiders fan and then became a Broncos fan after he met you?
Yeah, that one I didn't have to worry about him going back to. Not that the Broncos are great, but you know.
It's a rough one for the Raiders this weekend.
It was a rough one.
Oh my gosh.
For sure. Also this morning, so the price of the American dream has skyrocketed. I mean, it is, living the American dream is getting way more out of reach for so many Americans. So they have new research out, and it shows that it has shot up more than $1 million over what it cost just a year ago. And the cost of the American dream now stands at $4.4 million. What do you get for $4.4 million? It's the estimated total cost for regular milestones in life, including a wedding, raising two kids, paying for college, buying cars and a house. Last year, the cost was still high at $3.4 million, but it has skyrocketed over the past 12 months. They're saying that the way they break it down, it's like you buy 8 new cars over 45 years of your life. Your wedding, your kids, your homes, your pets, your funerals, your retirement, and adding all that up, it's about $4.4 million.
I'm trying to figure out how many cars if I've hit my 8 or not.
I don't know if I've had 8. I don't think I have, but no, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. I have to figure it out.
Yeah, it's...
You know, I think about, like, as an adult, like, when I was a teen, my parents always had a car for me to drive, so I don't count that. As far as, like, my purchasing, I think I'm at 5. So I got 3 more to go, according to this.
Well, yeah, if you can afford it, you know. Finally, this morning, speaking of driving, do you feel like you are a good driver, an average driver, or below average driver?
I feel like I'm a good driver.
Everyone thinks they're a good driver. But the truth is, not all of us are good drivers. This new survey asked Americans how they would do on a driving test if they had to take one right now. Only 40% of people are confident that they could ace it. On the flip side, about 25% of people admit they would probably fail it. And it isn't just knowing the rules of the road. A lot of people admit that they don't even know their own vehicles. The average driver understands about 78% of their dashboard indicators and warning lights. Most people know their oil light and their check engine one, but less than half could identify their tire pressure light and their brake system warning. Most people say they would Google what a warning light meant if they didn't know, while 15% admit that they have never even looked at their car's owner's manual.
I'm pretty confident in my car's controls, so I still would put mine under a good driver. Do you feel confident in your car's bells and whistles inside?
Some of them, I am not really sure what they mean. Like, there is one that looks like bacon, but I think it's the heat.
Oh, like a defroster?
I call that the bacon
light.
You
turn the bacon on when it's cold outside.
One is I have an idea light. It's a light bulb thingy, and I think that means that something is out. So no, I don't know.
Coming up here, we have Jerk or Justified, and Brad, he sent us a situation. He did something at his cousin's wedding that his cousin and his family are upset with him. Was Brad being a jerk, or was his actions justified? We'll explain in about 10 minutes. It's Mix 94.1. It's a little remix right there.
The Natalie Imbruglia People's Court remix,
yeah,
here.
I was working on that one for a while.
All right, it is Monday, and that means it is time for Jerk or Justified. You tell us, if this person is a jerk or if they are completely justified. We want to hear from you. You can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. And if you ever have a situation you want us to tackle on Jerk or Justified, it's as simple as shooting us an email through our website at mix941.fm.
So this comes from Brad from Henderson. That's how we signed the email. And he says, "Hi, Mercedes and JC. I want to know if I crossed the line at my cousin's wedding last month. My cousin Jake's wedding was at this fancy venue in Summerlin. And let me tell you, while the place looked amazing, the food situation was rough. We're talking tiny portions that wouldn't satisfy a toddler. One microscopic piece of chicken, three baby carrots, and what looked like a tablespoon of mashed potatoes. After 2 hours of watching people at my table getting hangrier by the minute, I made an executive decision and pulled up DoorDash. 15 minutes later, I had three large pizzas delivered to our table. The smell of fresh pizza wafting through the reception definitely turned some heads, and other guests started asking for slices. Here's where it gets messy. The groom, he says his name, but I'll leave it out, spotted what was happening and completely lost it. He said, I embarrassed him and his new wife in front of their guest and ruined the elegant atmosphere they were going for. Was I justified in calling in the pizza cavalry to save my starving table? Or do you think I was a total jerk for upstaging my cousin's carefully planned reception? Signed, Brad."
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Was he a jerk for ordering food to the wedding? He's a guest. He's not someone getting married. He's not part of the bridal party. He's a guest ordering food. Elaine, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. Sometimes these seem a little bit tougher when I listen in the morning, but this one is a no-brainer. Total jerk. Those people paid probably tens of thousands of dollars for that wedding, and he is a guest, like you said, at this wedding, and it was completely disrespectful and, frankly, trashy.
Yeah, I find myself agreeing with you that if I try to put myself in the bride and the groom's shoes, and if someone ordered food at my wedding after I had like made this, you know, I'm sorry if the food is bad, not my fault, but like, it's just so offensive. Get something afterwards at the after party, you know, like do a food order then. But at the actual reception, I feel like that's just so disrespectful. I would be so hurt if someone did that to me.
I would say order it, but don't have it brought inside to your table. Would you be upset if you went outside to eat it? You got to sneak it. Is a reception area? He didn't say where it was. He just said it was a place, a fancy venue in Summerlin. Not enough food. One microscopic piece of chicken. I get the hangry. I get the people are drinking. I get the thing, whole thing you want to eat. So have it delivered, but leave a note with a DoorDash saying, hey, leave it outside or I'll meet you out front. Put it in your car. Sneak the eating. I have no problem with sneak eating, but having delivered inside of the venue onto your table, that crosses the line, but I have no problem with you going into the lobby or outside the reception hall to eat it.
I just say wait till after this portion of the wedding and then do it. Carol Ann, good morning. What do you think?
I think Jake is 100. I think he's justified.
Why do you? So you think it's okay to just order food DoorDash at a wedding if you don't like the food?
If they, you know, if they're trying to feed you garbage, then, you know, yeah.
Wow. I see. I would like never invite you to my wedding. No, not you personally, Caroline, but like someone who said that. I'm not trying to feed you garbage. Like, I'm sorry that the food wasn't to your standards, but it's like, it's my wedding. I don't know. Maybe I'm taking this way too personally. Well, Jason, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. That gentleman, if he is a gentleman, he's a jerk. He didn't have any respect for anybody else and thought of himself. And in my opinion, really, really disrupted that person's wedding and how they all felt. Because you could have went somewhere else after the wedding when it's all done. You're not going to die.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I get it. You're hungry, but you'll be okay. You know.
Where do you get? Okay, it's just disrespectful. I believe what that other lady said.
Jason,
it's just not right.
Where do you stand on having it delivered outside and going outside to the lobby or outside your car to eat the pizza?
There you go. Be discreet if you're going to do that. I mean, but don't make a thing where everybody's like, oh, wow, look at this. And then now you distracted the whole wedding and ruined the whole vibe.
But even with that, like, I just wait till you go. Like, when you leave. Like, is it that dire? Are you not going to survive for another hour if you don't eat pizza? Like, why? I don't know.
Small piece of chicken, three baby carrots, and look like a tablespoon of mashed potatoes.
Well, and that's your take on it. I'd love to see the actual plate, right? Kristen, good morning. Jerk or justified?
Oh, totally a jerk. Coming from a wedding photographer. Such a faux pas. You would never do that. Do you know how much people spend to invite you to their wedding in Summerlin?
Yeah.
Hundreds of dollars per person.
I don't think that person's going to have to be worrying about being invited to any weddings in Summerlin, in Henderson, in Centennial Hills, in any place, really.
Anywhere in the valley. Well, Brad, keep us posted on what happens with you. Thank you, Kristen. Brad, keep us posted what happens with your family, if your cousin is cool with it eventually. They laugh about it years down the road.
They might laugh about it down the road, but I honestly would be so done. I'm like, no, you're not coming back to any of our family gatherings, or bring your own food, BYOF.
Oh, there's Brad. Keep us posted, Brad, on what happens. And if you got a situation for Jerk or Justified, we'd love to hear them. Just go to our website, mix941.fm. This is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and we need to find ourselves the October Teacher of the Month.
I can't believe we are already looking for those nominations, but you've got to get them in. You have this week to do it. Tell us about a great teacher. Maybe you work with one. Maybe it's your kid's teacher. Kids, maybe it's your teacher, and you want them to get that recognition for just being so wonderful. So many different reasons that they could be nominated, but we want to hear from you. And this month, our Teacher of the Month is going to get some really cool prizes. We have a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Findlay Chevrolet, another $150 Visa gift card from Silver State Schools Credit Union you can use for a class party or something like that, and then also a personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies.
Nominate your teacher today. Don't put it off. Go to our website, mix941.fm. It's under the contest tab. The entries, they close this Friday, so let's get those entries in. And a big thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
And that is it for us today. Thank you for being here, getting your work week started on a Monday. We appreciate you. If you missed anything from the show, you can always check out our podcasts, available wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you download that Odyssey app so you can listen wherever you go. We are headed out, but first it is time for the line of the day.
Mercedes' husband, Matt, he had to pass a kidney stone this weekend. Matt was in a lot of pain. And our listeners who have dealt with kidney stones were also in a lot of pain.
I've had babies before, and I would rather be pregnant and go through that any day of the week than I would kidney stones.
My husband is this very strong military man, and he gets them, and it knocks him to the floor.
I watched my father, who is 6'4", 290 pounds, just pass out in the front yard. I thought he was dead.
I thought he was dead.
Seriously, I've never seen this guy in more pain in my life. I never. It was unbelievable.
Side note, that Brooklyn had a nice time at homecoming?
Yeah. Aside from, crying that her dad was in the hospital. Yeah, everything was great. Yeah.
Way to ruin it, Matt. Way to ruin it. That'll do it for show number 2156 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.